And the Mishnah Berurah says, based on what we previously established, that's also to hire a guy to do work with Kablonis on the Melechus Mechubar, on Karka, if he's going to end up doing on Shabbos. Based on this, the Mishnah Berurah says that should be also to hire a guy to clean up the garbage, the zelva from the Chatzar, if he's going to do it on Shabbos, because he's fixing up the Chatzar by cleaning it up, and that's Melechus Mechubar. He says that there are places that they're Neg Heter, they hired a guy to collect the zelva, the garbage from the streets, even though he did it on Shabbos. And the Magavrom says the Heter is, since it's for the streets, it's not an individual hiring the guy, it's the Rabbim, it's a Tzibur hiring. There's no Chashad, there's no concern in Maris Ayin that somebody would think that it's a Schir Yom, not a Kablon. Again, a Schir Yom, workers paid by the day, would certainly be also to hire him to do the work on Shabbos, to clean the Chatzar on Shabbos. But a Kablon, where it's only issued Maris Ayin, the Magavrom holds that once for the Tzibur, there's no Chashash Maris Ayin. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Achrayim are Yonis Magnavram, and they feel that even for the Tzibur, even for the Rabbim, there is a problem, there would be an issue of Maris Ayin. And even the Magnavram himself writes that a place where they don't have this Minhag to be Mekel on the streets, one should not be Mekel because of concern of Chil Hashem. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Magnavram says that even though in general, Magnavram's opinion is that once for the Rabbim, for the Tzibur, there's no Chashad, there's no Maris Ayin, still the Magnavram says that we should not allow hiring goyim to build a basic nesis, build a shul on Shabbos, even if it's going to be done by kablonis, and the way that's mutter, that we don't specify they have to work on Shabbos, and they can choose to do all the work during the week. And the reason why the Magen Avraham agrees that this should not be done with the shul, he says that nowadays, even the goyim who live amongst us, they will not allow anyone to do work before Hesia on the day of their chag, on the day of their holidays, or the day which is holy to them. So be a chil Hashem if we allow workers to work on building a shul for us on Shabbos Yom Tov. Only exception, Mr. Burbanks from many Achrenim, there is a chashash, the chas v'shalom, the basic nest will not get built at all if we don't allow the work to be done on Shabbos. So then we could allow a guy to work for us by Kablonis on Shabbos and building the shul, as long as before someone, everyone knows that it's being done by Kablonis, and therefore it's only a question of Maris Ayin. If everyone knows it's being done by Kablonis, and not Eskriyam, then we can be Mekel. Now the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis that to hire a guy by Kablonis to chisel out stones or to masakan the curves, the beams, for something, a construction that's going to be taking place, even if the guy is doing the work in his own house, since it's a tzarech mechubar, it's the tzarech, the purpose for a mechubar is for a Jewish house that's attached to the ground, it's also to do it. People know that this all belongs to a yid, and you have the same concern of Maris Ayin that you have, that when you have, when the guy does the actual construction on the Yiddish house. So much so, the Shulchan Aruch says, after these stones were chiseled and these beams were worked on by the guy in his house on Shabbos for us, le'yishakim be'id binyan, you should not put them into the binyan, into the house, you should not use them in constructing the house. In the Bir Lacha, he brings a Torah, says the Lashon, that's also to put them into the house, and he comes out that it's intentional, the Mechaber does not say that strongly, the Mechaber is not willing to say it's also, however, le'yishakim be'binyan, the right thing is not to use these stones and these beams towards the binyan, towards the house. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Dagon Vava and from others, they were talking about a case where the stones belong and the beams belong to Yid, and he gave it to a guy's craftsman to do the work. However, if the guy has his own stones, his own beams that he's working with, and afterwards he's going to give it over to us, that we can use it for our building, since at the time the guy is doing the work on Shabbos, it still belongs to him, and he could choose to keep these stones and these beams for himself and give other ones to us. Therefore, even though everyone knows he's doing it for a Yid, it's not a problem on Shabbos, as long as he's doing it in his own house, not in the Yid's house. There's no problem the guy's working on his own stones that everyone knows he plans on selling and giving over to us. And therefore, as long as he does not do it by our house, he does it on his own property, and it's not associated with us, does not appear that we told him to do it on Shabbos, it's fine. He should not do it on his property, nor should he do it near the construction site. Now, the Ramah brings Yesh Emrim, Tim Enim of Fursam Shusha Yisrael Shari. If it's not famous that this work is being done for a Yid, then it is Mutter. And Mishnah Berurah explains, this Yesh Emrim of the Ramah is not just going back on this last sif, where the guy is doing work in his house on our stones and our beams for our house. But even on the previous Sif Sif Aleph, when the guy is doing actual work by the Yiddish construction site, as long as not mufursim that this construction site is a Jewish site, so then it is mutter. And the reason why the Ramah says this by the second Sif, by chiseling out the stones and the beams, is because it's much more likely there, much more common to have a case that's not known to be Jewish work, as opposed to work done on the actual construction site. Typically, people know who the work is being done for. Now, therefore, Mishnah Berurah says that that which the Ramah is matter doing this work, that we did not tell him to do on Shabbos, we choose to do it for us on Shabbos, only if he does it far away from the construction site, that's not obvious, that belongs to a Yid. And Mishnah Berurah says that's mash b'meni achrenim, that we pass in this Yishayim of the Ramah, even the Mechaber might agree to it, just it's not typical for this to be the case by the actual construction site, because there's very likely neighbors or they buy people who know that it's yours, and they'll be chashash v'marasayin.